Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
It's time to gear up for your football fix on Wisconsin's Midday News with Greg Matzik and Jessica Ty.
This is a team that is ripe for the picking, especially on the home field. Maybe a get-right game here for the Packers defense after giving up a 40-burger in Dallas.
Powered by Flanner's Home Entertainment. Just press play.
Well, we flew through Cincinnati and we all got really happy. Grabbed a bowl of that Skyline chili along the way.
I'm not a big fan of Skyline chili. I do enjoy the city of Cincinnati for what it's worth.
We're all about the real chili here.
Really interesting is that the Cincinnati airport is actually located in Kentucky. It's one of those weird things. But nonetheless, Packers take on the Bengals this weekend at Lambeau Field, and they might be seeing a quarterback they just saw a couple of weeks ago. It's a very interesting story, and we're happy to cover it with Jason Wilde, Wilde and Tausch, 9 to noon on ESPN Wisconsin, and incredible work at channel3000.com. Hey, Wilde.
They will see Joe Flacco again. He is the starter, Zach Taylor, the Bengals head coach, and former Packers head coach Mike Sherman's son-in-law. Just told reporters that. I don't think that's in any way a surprise. They made that trade yesterday on a Tuesday so he could practice with his new team on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday and get ready to try and beat the Green Bay Packers twice with two different teams in the span of a month.
And from a different conference, right? I mean, that's the other strange anomaly of this whole thing. You got this inner Ohio trade. And then I just don't know in your time covering the Green Bay Packers, Jason, which spans beyond 20 years, you ever seen anything quite like this?
No, never. Like, there are times where maybe, let's take Micah Parsons, for example. He gets, or Kenny Clark on the flip side. Gets traded and then faces his former team in the season in which he was traded. Rasul Douglas, a few years ago, the Packers signed him off Arizona's practice squad, and then they played a game at Arizona, and then he secured the win by intercepting a pass in the end zone for the Packers against the team that was just employing him like 2 or 3 weeks earlier. So you see that kind of stuff. I know Chris Larson, one of our awesome producers on the ESPN Milwaukee side, looked it up, and apparently Chris Chandler did something like this back in 1991. And then Jack Kemp, former presidential candidate, did it in like 1964, playing for two different teams and beating the same team that season. But I believe that was as an AFL player. Mm.
Okay, Jason, a question a lot of people have right now. When will Christian Watson return from his ACL injury? What's the status?
Yeah, I think it would be pushing the envelope and also probably just a flat-out bad idea to let him play this week already. He did individual drill work on Monday. Matt LaFleur said this morning that they're going to give him a little bit more each day. But, it's been such a long road back for him, even though he did it in very quick manner, 9 months in one day, which is extremely fast by ACL recovery standards. But if you look at the Packers' history, while they have had guys come back to practice, there has been another ramp-up period, and they have a 21-day window that we're now 3 days into before they have to activate him. So they've got time still. I would be stunned if they played him this week. I would think it'd be make more sense to let him ramp up for probably 2 weeks, and then maybe play him against the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers in a couple weeks. But they have to be really smart because he has made a remarkable recovery. You don't want to undo all that accomplishment by going too quick with him.
After that Cleveland game, Jason, the offensive line, we looked at it like, oh my goodness, people were dropping like flies. And then we got through the Dallas game, okay, and thought to myself, well, maybe the break is coming at a good time here, especially for the offensive line. Is that 1 week off, is that going to do the line wonders here? Will they have their preferred starting five on the offensive line playing Sunday?
Yeah, I don't think so. We'll see what Zach Tom is able to do. They're in pads today. And he told me on Monday that he's going to have guys bull rush him, like physically really kind of get after him. in hopes of getting a better idea, because he didn't do that going into that Browns game. He practiced on Friday, which is not in pads. He didn't take any, you know, jarring hits from his teammates in an effort to get ready for that game. And then he got out there that first game and went against Myles Garrett, and Myles Garrett just absolutely drilled him, which is what the defensive lineman is supposed to do to the tackle he's going against. And he couldn't go on. It was one play and out. So, you know, I am leery of that. Maybe he gets the green light. He said his pain has decreased. But again, you send him back out there too soon and you have a real setback, and suddenly now you're missing him for a month or 6 weeks, and that makes things even more difficult.
I'll be honest, it kind of feels like forever since we had that tie game, 40-40 against the Cowboys. What have the players been doing during this time off, during this bye week?
So they get to go off on their own during the bye. So they were there on Monday, last Monday, and then they were able to move about the country. So the funny one is Micah Parsons, who by Monday afternoon, early evening, was down in Texas on Edgerrin Cooper's horse farm, riding horses with him. And then by the end of the week, he was at the Texas State Fair. Now, you guys, I know you did your show from our Wisconsin State. I love the State Fair. It's one of my favorite things to go to. But I've never been a big guy for the Midway. I'm not big on rides.
Oh, you don't like the rides? Does it get are you nervous, or does it make you dizzy, or what is it?
I don't like rides that are set up and then removed and moved to another area and then set up again.
Carted in.
Concerned about the danger. Okay.
I don't have a lot of faith in that. And then the games are rigged, right? Like, you know, it seems so easy to pop a balloon with a dart or knock those milk bottles down. And they always have the basketball shooting one. And Micah Parsons was at the Texas State Fair, and somebody took video of him shooting at the Papa Shot stand. And so when I saw him on Monday, you can't see the results of the shots.
Oh.
And so when he came by, because, you know, I'm still getting to know him. He doesn't know me from Adam, but we've talked a few times. I said, hey, I got to know, of the shots you took at the Texas State Fair, how many did you actually make? And he said, I only made three. And I said, I thought you were a good shooter. And he said, I am a good shooter, but you know, the ball is larger and the hoop is smaller than it's supposed to be. And I was like, yeah, Micah, it's a scam.
Oh,
that's the whole point. Your shots have to be absolutely pure to win at that game. So he felt like maybe he'd been cheated a little bit on the Midway at the Texas State Fair.
Well, fair enough. That does happen. Yes, that hoop's like 11 feet high, too. There's nothing easy about that. It's not
also
a layup.
Also true. Yes, great additional point.
I once felt cheated on a totally different game and in a completely different way. Have you ever played the game where they guess your age? Like, guess your weight or guess your age?
Oh, Bilstead does it every year, and Bilstead always wins the prize.
Oh, my goodness. I had them guess my age, and it was a younger man, and this was a long time ago, and he guessed I was way older. And that's never flattering. And I was like, oh, man, he was way off.
Dang.
But I got some stuffed animal and gave it to my dog, and he had chewed it up in a day and a half. And
there you go.
Carry on Cheerio. Yeah.
That's how it works. Well, the Packers take the field against Joe Flacco and the Bengals. Talented team, but on tough times here with their starting quarterback out for who knows how much longer. Jason Wilde will be covering the game this weekend at Lambeau Field. Wilde joins us every Wednesday here on Wisconsin's Midday News. I always appreciate it, my friend. Thank you so much.
Great stuff.
I just want people to understand what a pro Greg is, because you know, as a reporter, my follow-up question was going to be, how old did they guess you are? And how old are you? And that would have gotten me kicked off the show.
See, so Greg knows
Greg,
better.
Thanks for looking out for me. I appreciate it. All right, guys. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
You too. Hit the music, Gina. Wilde's appearance sponsored by Flanners Home Entertainment. Check him out, flanners.com. It's sound advice at the best price. Just press play.